Bonus show for podcast number 41 from Hijinks and Sue. I'm trying to talk to Josh on the internet, but he seems to be both here and not here.
He's not on unless he's hidden himself.
I don't know what he's doing. He might be hiding from us so that we don't spoil it.
Yeah, he is hiding because he's not showing up on mine.
I'm telling him that I know who the final fifth is. I don't know if he's going to get that or not.
We should just... I'll swing by on the way back.
He'll know before then.
I'll be...
The other thing he was telling me is that he was watching Damages based on my recommendation, and it was very good. Season 2 so far, not as good as season 1.
Really? Because I watched a little bit of it the other night, and it's...
Which season?
I don't know.
Which episode? Start at the beginning, and it's awesome.
I just started watching it, and didn't look very good.
I have a feeling that season 2 is not going to be very good, because so far it's kind of boring. Season 1 was great. I'm going to tell this chat, talking to these chat people.
Somebody just now added me onto Twitter.
I'm going to make you a celebrity whether you want to be or not.
Yeah, don't do that. It's weird.
I'm serious. So,
I think my biggest contribution to this podcast so far has been Space Empanada.
That's pretty good.
Making that
that's
for Christmas.
That's pretty damn good. You're our Robin Quivers.
What?
You serve to break up the maleness with female laughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about your book club idea.
Oh, yeah, book club.
Okay, so here's what
that,
we can do.
That's all there.
We can talk about it now,
okay.
But if you want to, just do it. Just put it on the floor.
Yeah, I was going to. I just thought about it tonight, actually.
So what is a book club? Everyone agrees to read a book and then
right.
talk about it?
Yeah, you pick a book at the beginning of the month. You read it throughout the month or however period of time you want to take. And then you talk about it. You schedule. I mean, you post the forum post on it and
yeah.
you talk about it, you know, maybe like... for a week or something, I guess.
So then you will need your own topic for that. Because
well, there's
have...
a book
no,
thread.
Because the topic would be book club, but then each book would need a thread. Otherwise, you would get lost
True.
In it. So I'll make a topic for it. You have to name it, though.
Okay. Yeah, I have to think about it. I just kind of was throwing that around earlier.
Oh.
But I was thinking it would be geek-centric, kind of either sci-fi or fantasy or even like graphic novels.
You
want to
get some ideas?
Fun.
There's a book.
Absolutely.
There's a geek book club
ideas.
I know of called The Sword and Laser.
Sword and Laser.
Yeah, it's run by some geek celebrities, like pro bloggers and whatnot.
It just, I want something like this because I've been so behind on reading anything. Now I have a little bit more time, but I've been really far behind on reading any contemporary kind of books that have been coming out lately, and I know there's been a few. So.
Yeah, see what they've been reading on Sword and Laser, and what I'll do is, if you give me a name for it, I will I'll make a new topic in the forum.
Okay.
Then each book can get a thread.
Okay.
And then I'll make a post on the site, and then
okay.
you can do that, and that can be your deal.
All
and
right.
I will never, ever look at it or participate in any way because I can't read.
It'll dissolve into anarchy
yeah.
the next time you look at
I
it.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought it all the way through all the logistics
well,
or even
I'm
if I'm going to have
action
time
plan
or anything.
And a list of to-do
Jesus.
Items.
You want a PowerPoint?
I want a PowerPoint and a spreadsheet, which I know you are capable of doing.
I sadly am.
The last question that we got that we didn't answer was from Mutant Enemy. Which was, I have several friends who like Buffy but not Firefly or vice versa. I don't understand the varying degrees of love for Whedon or how anyone can like one show we put out but not another. What do you think?
I don't know. You can like the original Indiana Jones and hate the new one.
No, that's a different...
That's, like
that's completely
like,
different.
You can like getting a blowjob and hate having your dick cut off. Like, those are
Whoa.
Very different things.
Very violent imagery. Anyway.
You should call the book club The Respectful Piranhas. Book club.
I would actually. That
or Space Empanadas.
Gentleman Piranha.
Gentleman Piranhas.
And it, yeah, we'll make a logo for you that's the side profile with a
oh,
piranha with
yeah.
teeth.
With like
but
a top hat
yeah,
and a monocle.
Yeah.
Okay, there's two.
In a library. There has to be a
it's,
group of them in a library.
Gentleman Piranhas yeah. or Space Empanadas. I'm turning over both of those pieces of intellectual property to you.
Thanks. Can I copyright this?
Yes. Yeah.
The piranhas would make better visuals, I think.
I don't know. I could draw an empanada flying through space.
Could you? Could
no,
you really?
I think that the visual of the piranha with the top hat would make a great t-shirt.
Yeah,
gentleman piranhas.
It would make an awesome t-shirt.
Everyone in the book club gets a gentleman piranha t-shirt.
If they
for
buy it.
$100.
If you buy it.
It's made of gold. Okay, so yeah, Buffy. In all honesty, Buffy and Firefly are very different shows.
They really are, and I can actually, I mean, I can try to answer that because I'm kind of new to both of them.
Do it.
But it was easier to get into Firefly, I think. Well, just on one, it's shorter. It's so much shorter. There was less time commitment to it. So it was easy to get started. Yeah.
Buffy got 7 seasons, Firefly didn't get 1 right. And should have gotten 12.
Right, exactly. But also, it was easier to dive into because Buffy was so underdeveloped the first few seasons. Yeah. So, I mean, it was hard to just dive in. And by the time it starts getting good, the history has been so developed already that you can't just start in the middle, really.
I did, and it was extremely difficult.
Right?
I started in season 3, and I'm like, wait, who went to hell?
Yeah.
He's dead? He was evil? Who?
It reminds me too much of, like, ongoing fantasy book series or, like, long, drawn-out comic book series, almost, like, spin-offs and things like that.
Yeah.
So, I know, that's kind of daunting.
It's like trying to tell someone the history of Spider-Man. You can't.
Exactly.
Because he's got 40.
Right.
You can't do it.
So, I don't know. I think Firefly is just, like, bam, it's right there.
I would say that
it's all there is.
One thing I never made a distinction that I learned later that there was a distinction is there are people that like fantasy that don't like sci-fi. And I thought Buffy was sci-fi, and it's not. It's fantasy.
Not at all.
And I think Josh told me that one time, and I was like, what? And then I realized, oh, okay, I guess you're right. So if you don't like spaceships, I guess it doesn't matter who made it.
Right.
If you don't like space shows, you just like vampires, then I get that totally.
I mean, initially, that's why, I mean, I never actually watched it when it was on air, but I was interested in the idea of watching Firefly when I first saw the trailers because of the spaceships, because I used to watch, you know, Star Trek.
I will say that I was not looking for a space show. I was only going to watch it because it was Whedon's next project.
Sure. I didn't even know who Whedon was.
That was the only reason that I was so interested in it.
So I guess it's different for everybody, really.
Luckily, it paid off, you know, but
it's the same kind of thing when I read more fantasy than sci-fi, and it took a while for me to get into sci-fi, but once you do, I mean, it's its own thing. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain.
Makes sense.
But, I mean, yeah, to each his own.
Eli, did you like it for sci-fi or because it was Whedon?
Just because it was good.
There's that, too.
I mean, yeah, it purely was good. It was totally out on a whim. I was like, you know what? Buffy, yeah, it's all right. You know, because, yeah, again, it's sort of kind of slow. That first season was pretty awful.
The reason it's hard is because sometimes it doesn't matter who's attached to a project. It can still be bad.
That's true.
Like, poor Tim Minear, which I found out that is the actual proper pronunciation of his name.
Oh, really?
I always thought it was Minear. He's made some turds, and he's made some good stuff. He did Firefly, did Angel,
mm-hmm.
and then he made a show. I think he made the show about the devil's daughter showing up in, like, a lake. Either that or that was Jane Espenson. No. Who was the woman? Tim Minear made the FBI show with Adam Baldwin in it. The Inside? I liked it, but no one else did. Everyone else thought it was shit. And I'm like,
I don't even know what that is.
And Drive, too. He made Drive. Which Drive was Drive had Captain Tight Pants in it, which was worth it. But it was not
that
a great
ran
show.
For like one season, didn't
four
it, or something?
Episodes.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
4 episodes, and they canceled it. They really gave it a shot, but it wasn't that great.
Mm-hmm.
So great people can be involved in not great projects. The chick, I cannot remember her name. Marty Noxon was one of the main Buffy people, and she made this show about the devil's daughter showing up in a lake and then mm-hmm. not knowing she was Satan's daughter, and it was not good at all. But she has a good resume, so you can't really trust that, I guess. But with Whedon, it's different.
Yeah, I don't know. When I found out that was like his dream show, like, oh god, that's a show that I want to make, then I was like, now I'm interested, because, like, it's either going to be balls, like, you're going to find out everything you ever wanted to know about this guy, or, which could be great or bad. Like, that's like telling me you can work on any video game that you've ever wanted to make, don't worry about, you know, cost or whatever, it's all you go. And I'm either going to make the greatest thing that I've ever wanted to make,
and or a self-indulgent piece of crap.
Right. And so it was sort of defining. And it after I watched it, I was like, wow, that was pretty fucking
fantastic.
Who
does that? Who does, like, I'm a badass, you'll take whatever I give you, but it's really self-indulgent and shitty.
George Lucas?
Oh, well, that's a given. But yeah, that's, okay, so that's the opposite end, though.
Right.
That's the opposite end, is like, you'll eat any shit I shovel into your mouth, and I love my own farts.
I'm only saying this because it was on, I think, HBO or one of the movie channels a week ago or so, but M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
Because Lady in the Water was on, and I'm like, you are kidding.
You'll eat my poo with
that a twist. Is absolutely self-indulgent, though, what that movie was.
Yeah, that's like almost a self-parody. Like he's parroting his own style.
It was so just... I don't know. There was something about it that made me think, okay, this could have worked if it was treated differently. Because the inherent idea was a little interesting. But it was not so really. Like, I am going to sit here and you love me. And yeah. That was all it was.
So
like
that's
the whole
the opposite
time.
Effect, I guess.
So
to answer Mutant Enemy's question, then yeah, that makes sense. It's not the way
sure.
I would go, but I get it. I get it from some people. So the other things that we had... Oh yeah, there's also one thing. I meant to talk about this on the podcast, but this will be special for
Uh-oh.
The people that don't... I have four things that I want to say out loud that came from the mouths of babes at the playground in the mall.
Aww. Oh my god, do you take baby to one of those things?
We take baby to the big plastic playground.
You know how in Willow Bend it looks like food?
Yeah, she loves
it. The playground was so weird. You're at the second floor, and it's like there's little ants crawling all over breakfast. It's very strange.
Yeah, all over breakfast, actually. She loves that one because it's closer to the ground. The other one is way more violent. There's kids flying around like fucking monkeys. But literally, like, from, like, item to item, soaring through the air. And like,
like sugar gliders.
Yes, they are very much like evil monkey sugar gliders. So, the four things they've said. This is typically happens after a child has been running around like crazy. They'll run to the top of, like, a slide and then scream at the top of their lungs and then run away. Number one was about a month ago. A little girl, she's, like, six. Uh-huh. I think I already told you guys this one. She runs to the top of the slide, throws her fist in the air, and goes, "I'm the Queen of England!" And then runs away. Like that was Wonder Woman.
That's awesome.
The next one was about a week or two ago. And these two little boys are running all over the place chasing each other. And then one of them, they're like six, the other one grabs the other one and like looks him right in the eyes and goes, "Kill him with your magnet hands!"
Awesome.
That's so great.
Wow.
I want to put that on a shirt and not explain it. Kill him with your magnet hands. You must for the team.
That's so good.
Then, just a couple of days ago, we go to one of these. These kids are running around like nuts. And if we go there on a weekend or during like a normal business hour and there's like 65 kids crammed in it, I either leave and cry or like sit in the corner and like drink my coffee and read my phone and try and ignore it because it really does give me like an anxiety attack. It's so crazy. During the day, 2:00 on a Tuesday, there's no one there. It's great.
Sure.
Anyway, so this was one of the crazier times. There's kids running around fucking every which way. This little boy, I swear to God, he was like 4.5 or 5, walks up to me. Real casual, real cavalier, very nonchalant, and goes, What are you drinking? And I go, coffee. Starbucks? I go, yeah, it's Starbucks. We just went to Starbucks. And I'm like, cool. Is it good? It's really good. Yeah. I like it. So what are you doing? And like he just starts trying to shoot the shit with me.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like, sup, bro? So what are you doing today? Oh, you watched the game? Like,
shouldn't be talking to strangers.
He's like 4.5. And he just strikes up a conversation with me like he's trying to pick me up in a bar. It was very, very surreal. And I'm like, you should go back to your mommy.
She's probably worried you're talking to a grown man.
But people
in the playground.
People, like little kids approach. I think kids trust anyone that seems like a mom.
Sure, sure.
Kids approach my wife constantly and are like, play with me, pick me up, put me on the slide,
wipe the juice from my face,
I need your help, you are a mommy, fix me, I have pooed myself, like
So the last one was today. I didn't witness this one, but she did. A kid runs to the top of the slide, throws his fist in the air, and goes, da 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 da, and then runs off.
That is the best one.
Imperial Death March, bitches!
That's pretty great.
And then he does like a power slide on his knees.
That's kick ass.
It's almost worth it just for those moments of like kids screaming random shit. And then she walks back over and tells me that story, and I go, oh yeah? You see these kids? And there's three kids mauling and eating another kid. And I go, they're all lions. I think she's a gazelle.
Wow, that's a fucked up game to play. Holy shit.
They were calling themselves lions, and they were like, rawr, rawr. But they were literally ripping this kid to shreds, and the kid was like, no, you're eating
Me,
no.
Too much Animal Planet.
Animal Planet, yeah.
Too much.
It was a pretty realistic portrayal. It's like they were hollowing out the gazelle and eating it ribcage outward, like.
Wow. The vultures are having to wait their turn.
It was
turn.
Awesome.
The vultures will have to wait their time.
But everyone will get to feast tonight.
Wow, that's fucked up.
The mother will not eat again for 3 weeks. Her children must be fed.
I get that, though. I had some... there were some crazy games when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Our stuffed cat could fly.
Yours were, like, for survival.
No, shut up. We had stuffed toys.
So, the two things we've got to look at here for post-show strategy.
We had a yellow cat, and she could fly by her tail.
Why?
Why? She could hop from bed to bed.
But was it
she can't walk.
Was it a stuffed animal or a real cat?
A stuffed animal. Oh. It's a stuffed animal.
I thought you had like a real cat and you were like abusing it and spinning it around and shit.
By its tail.
So, this is 5 classic cartoons they don't want you to see. Eli, you should pull this up in case there's audio that we want to play.
What are you doing?
I'm doing something.
What are you doing, fucker?
Oh, gentlemanpiranha.com is available.
Don't buy that.
Dude, that's going to be worth millions.
Don't buy that.
Because of the interest.
Oh, money.
The bonds.
I like money.
The bonds will make it work.
Yeah, just know that it's available. No one's going to buy it.
www.
If any of you motherfuckers buy that domain, I will come after you. I will destroy you. In court.
Who is it? GoDaddy.com. I'm here for Piranha. GentlemanPiranha.com. Net and biz.
.info.tx.us.
.edu.
Oh my god. Because we're going to open a campus.
Fuck yeah, we are.
So the number one thing on this list of the cartoons, I remember all of these because they only stopped playing them like in the late 80s. Number one was Donald Duck versus the Nazis.
Seen it.
He is, he likes, there's a picture of Hitler, and like he sticks his ass on it. He's like, suck my ass, Hitler. But there's another one where later in the clip, there's a Japanese guy playing a tuba, and it's the evil, like he's painted solid yellow. He has like the big giant fang teeth and the big, like, I don't know why this was a stereotype, but he's got the big like Coke bottle lenses in his glasses. And he's like, ha-saw, ha-ching-chong, ha-ha, ring-a-ding-dong. Like,
yeah, it's fucked up.
It's extremely bad. And then there's a German soldier who's like a giant fat baby man. And he's like, I'm a German soldier, blah, blah, sausages. And then Donald Duck, it's a dream. Donald Duck wakes up in American flag pajamas. He's like, it was all a dream, but the war's not. Sign up. Kids.
Well, yeah, because they commissioned all of Disney shut down to help promote the war.
That's all kinds of crazy.
They were part of the U.S. weird propaganda. Like, there's a there's just a period where like Ford and Disney completely shut down for war, like mongering. I mean, the government said, "Hey, you're shutting down. This is what you're going to be. We're going to pay you to do this now. So get to it." And it was pretty straightforward. Like, that's what they were going to do, and that's what they did.
Yeah, the next one,
wow.
You can't really center this one on like one episode. It's basically just Ren and Stimpy in general.
I could not watch that show.
You didn't,
Just cannot.
Ren and Stimpy came out when I was in fifth grade or fourth grade. I think it was fifth grade. And it was as if a door had opened in my mind and light shone through and I could see for the first time. And I was like, this is comedy. This is what is important about America. Like, it just spoke to me. Ren and Stimpy was like gospel. It was bizarre. What? It was well drawn. It was non-sequitur humor.
It grossed me out. I could not watch it.
There was a lot of gross out.
It was disgusting. I could not stand to
watch
it.
Billy West was in it? I mean, but some of it was so fucking weird. Like, the one they've got on here, there were a few often. Here's what's weird is it aired on Nickelodeon. And Nickelodeon was not known for controversy.
I was in high school when all this came out. So, like, Saturday mornings after a night of, like, marching, you know, the football game. And then we'd all stay over at a friend's house. And, hey, Mom, we can stay at a friend's house, blah, blah, blah. Because we'd just go get drunk.
Sure.
And then we'd stay at the parents' house. Who didn't care if we got drunk or not. And then we'd wake up all high and drunk. Like, the next morning watching Ren and Stimpy. Like, we made it a point.
Oh, I thought you were going to do impromptu, like, drum and bugle corps performances.
No.
No.
Okay. But, yeah, so, like, as a freshman, this was what we would watch, like, every... Like, it was a point to stay at a certain dude's house and watch it.
One of the ones on here was about when Ren loses all of his teeth because he doesn't brush them, and then his nerve endings are hanging out of his teeth, and he has to pluck them one by one with tweezers. Because you put your nerve endings under your pillow for the nerve ending fairy.
That is the most fucked up
it's
thing
traumatic.
I have ever heard.
It's pretty bad. And then when he pulls the nerve endings out, they stink. And so, like, his big empty tooth holes are, like, stinking and there's fumes coming out
that's
of
them. That's fucked
it's
up.
It's really bad. And they stopped airing that one. There was another one where they, like, beat a guy to death with an oar from a boat for, like, 5 minutes. And they stopped airing that one, too. But here's what's really bizarre about Ren and Stimpy, period, was that when they tried to revive it on before TNN turned into Spike, I guess, they tried to revive it on that, and they made new episodes where Ren and Stimpy always had implied homosexuality, but when they redid it, it was for adults only, and they were a gay couple.
It was stupid.
And it was not funny. That was weird, too, is it was not funny. But every single episode was butt fucking jokes. Like,
yeah, it was like, let's go play baseball. It's like, who's going to be the pitcher?
You're the catcher. I'm the pitcher.
And it was dumb. Yeah. It was just stupid.
And it was like, not even well done butt fucking jokes, which I would give them kudos for if they did. But like, here, the weird thing was, is that it took something from my childhood that was like quietly subversive and made it outright, like, in-your-face jokes, and I'm like, this isn't even funny, and it kind of messes my memory of what I used to like when I was a kid. I knew it was weird when I was a kid, but now it's, like, weird on purpose, and it's... I don't know. Number 3 is the Pokemon Seizure episode. With the,
the episode, whole series, you mean?
Well, yeah, but there was one episode in particular that featured a series of, like, flashing lights that apparently gave, like, hundreds of kids in Japan seizures. And so they were banned from airing that one again.
I seem to remember hearing from somewhere, though, that Pokemon wasn't the only cartoon that ever did that over there.
I think Power Rangers did it, too,
I think
something.
There's been a couple.
Yeah.
So...
Well, because that's, like, one of the go-to things in, like, children's anime is, like, we're out of ideas. And he's like, oh, do random flashing strobe lights.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, and scream. Blah, 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 blah. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
The episode sent 685 Japanese children to the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
For everything from headaches and nausea to seizures, which was dubbed Pokemon Shock.
There's a warning in front of this video. It says, please, please do not watch this if you
can get
seizures.
Why are you clicking on that?
Because I want to see what it's all about.
I'm going to look over in a minute and you're going to be vomiting.
You're going to be chewing on your own tongue.
But yeah, I remember when it first got here to the US. It was huge for a few years there. And my sister was watching it. I was never a fan, but she was in like grade school when it came out. And my dad went to Japan and tried to buy her some of those toys.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't know what he was talking about because I think it had already passed by the time it got here.
Oh, really?
Like, it wasn't really like even airing there anymore. But he was like, Pokemon. Do you have Pokemon? And they were like, what? What are you talking about? It's like, oh, pocket monsters. That's what they call
them.
But I guess that's the full name for it. But he got like a, I guess, life-size, whatever life-size is, Pikachu.
What's funny is they call it pocket monsters, and we call it Pokemon, and pocket monsters are American words. Mm-hmm. I always think it's weird how Japanese culture adopts
they do that
American
a lot.
Words. And so, like, if you're watching Japanese TV, just every once in a while, like, oh, the biggest place I see it is on the obstacle horse show.
Ninja Warrior?
Ninja Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to watch that, the translation would be like, he is a gas station attendant from Noguri Province. And he's like, gas station attendant! And I'm why don't they just say their word for it? Like,
I have no idea.
Because they're out of Japanese.
I guess. They do that a lot, though. Not just with English, but with like German words, they do that. French words, they do that.
Well, we do it, too. But it's like we make them our own words, you know, and don't give credit to the culture they actually come from. And then say I'm wrong.
I don't know. After a while, when you learn, we know enough Japanese, you pick up on more of it to where you can actually understand some. If you get enough of the gist.
I just watched that clip and I didn't get a seizure at all.
Yeah,
I just saw it.
I was like, what a bunch of pussy seizure people. Because what?
Stupid epileptics with their stupid brain disorders.
Yeah, you guys suck. That wasn't that bad.
Fix your brain. I'm watching it though and like, I don't even know which clip I'm supposed to be thinking was giving people seizures. Like, I didn't even see anything flashing.
Well, they didn't say that.
The whole thing's flashing.
For some reason, like...
Seriously, watch it. The whole thing is flashing.
I'm watching it right now. Here's the funny thing. Oh, the rockets, maybe? That are like... That's in every episode.
The actual video is flashing.
Yeah. The color, the red to blue. That's what it is.
I hear that... I read somewhere there's some kind of study that Asian people are actually more sensitive to that kind of things, like motion sickness and things that. Which is why, like, if you go to Asia, the popular video games are never first-person shooters.
Yeah.
First-person shooters never sell over there. I'm not watching that.
Because they make people sick?
I'm not watching that. Yeah. Like, I can't play them either. It makes me nauseous also.
Huh.
That's why, like, RPGs are the biggest thing over there. Because they can stop and pick their weapon and whatever, and it doesn't, you know, it's not first-person movement at all.
We can use this knowledge to conquer them.
Whatever.
We'll just come out with, like, giant tanks that have flashing videos on the front. Subdue! Get seizures, bow down! The next one is the Flintstone cigarette ads that used to be in the shows themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Those were great. They would have real packs of, like, Pell-Mell cigarettes in their hand, like, superimposed over the cartoon. Hey, Brian, nothing goes down smooth like a Pell-Mell cigarette.
Oh, that's right. That's right, Fred. Ooh, smooth.
goes down smooth and easy. Wilma, get my cigarettes, you bitch.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I mean, they used to, like, here he is in black and white, like, fucking smoking up.
These Marlboros are fantastic, Fred.
Ooh.
You didn't have that laugh.
Oh, that was Mickey.
Oh, hey, Donald. Why don't you pass me a smoke?
The one that I really liked was when you'd see Lucille Ball doing those. Like, she dies of lung cancer. Like, by the end of her career, she's barely recognizable as a woman from The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
But there was old Lucy commercials. Like, the commercials for old black and white sitcoms used to be the actors themselves endorsing products. And, like, Ricky walks in, he's like, Lucy, I'm gonna be left for the club, Lucy. And she's like, hang on, Ricky. Don't forget your cigarettes. Oh my god, these taste good. These go down so easy. And the filtered. The fantastic.
That's what the flavor is.
The flavor. They keep the heroin in the filter.
That's flavor country.
Lucy, give me my smokes, you bitch. I got to go. Do my babaloo. Later. Oh, that's good stuff. The next one is Bugs Bunny in blackface.
I gotta say, I remember seeing more cartoons than just Bugs Bunny in blackface, though.
Sure, but Bugs Bunny was... there was a lot of these. Like, for instance, in
Bugs
this
Bunny
one...
Bugs Bunny exclusively?
Dude, they were fucking cartoons with the crows that were practically blackface.
Yes.
It's like
they were like minstrel show actors, mm-hmm. basically.
And
but
I
in
also,
this one, Yosemite Sam's a Confederate soldier.
Yeah, I've never seen this one, I gotta say.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, he's got a banjo.
He's like, mammy. Yeah, that's just despicable.
Turn the music
on. Oh, my God.
You traitor.
Don't beat me, Martha. Please don't beat me, Martha. Don't beat that tired old body. No.
What's this I hear about you?
Oh, and they pulled out Abe Lincoln.
Whipping spades.
Never mind spades. The here's my card. Look me up at my Gettysburg address.
Spades in Bugs Bunny.
Okay, that's the... Okay, I've never seen anything that flat-out racist, but... I remember watching... We used to watch a lot of Tom and Jerry. And for some reason, always there's always like a... I don't know if it's the person who actually owned the house or the maid or something.
No,
like, it was always
she
like
was
a...
She was supposed to be the maid.
Yeah,
she
was like she's like Jemima. A mammy kind of character.
Yeah.
She'd always like be
now,
beating.
Thomas?
Yeah.
You get out of here. Like, I'm cleaning the floors now.
That was like straight up like
but that
racist.
Different world, man. But I'm just saying like... Stuff for kids is probably too sensitive now, but that's so far the opposite extreme.
Which is funny because when we were watching it, we were like, I don't get it.
Yeah, because it's like that episode of South Park where they don't understand that their flag is a bunch of white people hanging a black dude.
Right.
They think it's just about killing, and they're like, there's nothing wrong with killing because animals kill each other and everyone kills everybody. And they're like, no, it's racist. And like, we don't see the race. Aww. But, like, when you're a kid, that's how it is. You don't go...
I know.
Like, why? Like, why
for
is
us,
Bugs Bunny in blackface?
Right. Like, for us, it was like, oh, Tom and Jerry, they're chasing each other still.
Well, like, I used to watch Shirley Temple movies would come on Nickelodeon on Saturday afternoon. And so, like, cartoons would go off, and Shirley Temple movies would come on. And I'm like, whatever, I'll watch them. So there was one where she's on a plantation, and someone's coming to find her. I don't remember why she was always in trouble. And the mammy of the plantation takes shoe polish and paints her with shoe polish.
You shitting me.
And then says she's a black kid. And she's like, oh no, missile, you don't want this girl. This is my girl. She's a black girl. And I'm like, I remember going, that's funny. She's not black. Like,
right.
But then later, like a few years later, I was like, whoa, hang on.
Oh no.
That was fucked up. And she really was like shoe polish black with the lips, like a big circle around her mouth. And like, oh man, like it was harsh. And this was one of her early ones where she's like four. This was before she was not cute anymore. The one that sticks out to me the most was the one I was telling y'all about that we used to have at the church where my mom worked that I'd watch constantly, where Daffy Duck signs up for the war effort and then like he's in a scrapyard collecting scrap for the war effort, and then Japanese like soldiers fly in and he like shoots them down in an airplane and they're like seriously. Like, giant buck teeth and like squinty eyes, and he's like, "That'll show you, Japs!" and like shoots him down. And I'm like,
I've never seen
shit.
That one. I've never seen any of
you
that war propaganda
though.
One.
Dude, man, oh man, it's harsh. It's harsh stuff. I mean, they would literally have like Hitler. Like, it's different than how like South Park had Osama bin Laden because they were actually making fun of those old cartoons. But the root material really was like, I get it. We don't want anyone to like Hitler. But it was like, we need to get the children on board with the war effort.
Now.
Now.
Right.
Because it's probably going to be going on by the time they're ready to fight. So, and it's really, really propaganda. Like scary brainwashing shit.
Sure.
They can't rebroadcast almost all that stuff now. The fact that it's on YouTube is amazing. So.
It all belongs to, I forget who owns it now. I think it's either owned by... It may be because it's public domain, because it belonged to the government. So the government has to, like, if they have records of it, it has to be public.
Hmm.
Because Disney did all that work, but it was government paid for.
Well, I'm tired, so I'm ready to call it a night.
Righto.
I'm going to skip the next list, maybe do it another time.
What's the next list?
Oh, it was about evil twins in different medias. Spock's evil twin and Bender's evil twin Flexo, and it was good stuff, but we'll do it later. So this will be the end of post-show for podcast number 41.
Woo!
Thank you for donating and vaulting and subscribing and all of the good stuff.
We love you.
I appreciate it. And I'm not going to finish that sentence because I don't know what I was going to say because I'm tired. God, it's like almost 1:30. Is this New Killers? What is this?
It's a local band named Baboon.
It's really good.
I've seen them. They've been around for like a decade or more. That's one of the first bands I ever heard about when I came here. They've changed their sound drastically. They were like a punk band when I saw them. They sound like they're going for that Killers vibe.
Almost sounds like them, yeah.
It does.